Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Have any of you taken the time to really look at the colors of the trees right now? It's pretty remarkable. I mean, I don't know where you live, and I know there are places in the world where, well, they'd come here and they wouldn't think the trees looked that great. But everywhere I look right now, the trees are bright and beautiful. I'm seeing orange and red specifically. And it's got me thinking about the meanings of colors, as well as, of course, the whole meaning or metaphysical meaning, right, of the leaves themselves falling. You know, it's quite a spiritual thing when you allow yourself to think about it. The thing that seems to be the forefront of my mind, though, is the beautiful orange that I've been seeing. If you haven't taken the time to look, please do. Just walk over to a window and look outside. Go for a walk. Go for a drive where you're doing more than trying to get from one place to another. Orange is a color of hope. Yeah. I mean, yes, it can be outgoingness and, friendliness and things like that. But most importantly, and what goes the best with this metaphysical message, this spiritual message around awakening that comes with the fall, is orange, is hope. The other color that really has stood up to me the past few days is the red, right? Red is raw energy, force, courage. Again, this goes with the message of fall itself. Think about it. The leaves have turned these beautiful colors bright, screaming for our attention. And soon they'll fall. They'll fall and they'll dry up and they'll blow away. They'll blow away, just like the things that we need to let go of. As we awaken, things come to the surface to be released, and many times they go kicking and screaming and often looking quite appealing, right? They get red and orange, they get bright. They grab our attention, they look beautiful, they look important, they look like we need them. When what we really need to do is appreciate what they were and allow them to dry up, fall off, and blow away. Everybody has that one person in their neighborhood who just leaves the leaves in their yard, right? Piled up for an extended period of time. Now, I'm a fan of the natural look, okay? So I'm not fussing at you if you leave your leaves in your yard, because I do for a little while. But again, let's talk about awakening. The things we're trying to get let go of, they have reached out to grab our attention. They've turned orange and red. And now they have dried up and fallen away. We've learned from them. We've taken everything good from them, just like the tree sucked everything it could out of those green leaves, all the chlorophyll, all the everything, because that is what happens when they change color, and it drops them so it can preserve the core, right? If we do that, if we take the lessons, the what do I learn and the how do I grow of it all, and then we hold the carcasses of the lessons we have learned. We keep our yards full to the knees with leaves. We haven't sped up our process at all, because with every step we take, we hear the crunching of the old beneath the new. That's not helpful. I'm not saying don't enjoy fall. Oh God, please don't misunderstand me. I love to walk through the crunchy leaves. But not in life. Not as part of my spiritual growth. I want to learn and grow, to release, to let go. A lot of people don't. I had a very interesting experience this week. Some would call it serendipity. I call it no coincidences. There is a store up the road from where I live. It's not my most common to go to store, but I go there often enough. This day, I went in on a whim, and I happened to run into a family member that I hadn't seen in over a decade. It was timely. It was crazy, right? Turns out, this family member has been working there since the spring and is leaving in a week. So all of this time, we could have run into each other, and we didn't, until it was just almost too late. No coincidences. Even if it was a coincidence, how cool of a coincidence. Devil's advocate. My family member is still in the thick of it all, releasing past experiences, feeling the weight and pressure, laying and rolling in those crunchy leaves. No concept of how beautiful the ground will be when he rakes them out of the way. But trying, which I appreciate. It's an interesting point in life. It's an interesting place to have walked past the things that this human being is dealing with, to having, you know, I've seen them from a different point of view, and yet we went through the same experiences, a lot of them. We were both affected by the same things. All I want to do is move forward. I really do. I don't care anymore. I have learned from, grown through, released, blown away the crunchy leaves. I just want to move forward. I want to get to know him, who he is now. I want him to get to know who I am because, man, I'm different. How many of us aren't? How many of us are not dramatically different from who we were 10 years ago? And if you aren't, I say, time to get to work. I get it, though. I have information that can help this human being, right? Help him suck what's left out of the leaves that are still on his branches. Turn them orange and red and then let them dry up and blow away. And I'll give him whatever information he needs. Not spiritual information. That's not what he needs from me. He just needs facts. He needs to know what I remember, what I saw. And I have to think about the timing, the serendipity of it all, right? I walked into the store that day at the exact time that I did. Many things played into the timing. The fact that I could have seen this human being any day prior to that, and I did just in the nick of time. That's interesting. The fact that he had literally just been talking about me with his girlfriend the day before. Okay, I believe in timing. And I believe there are no coincidences. And I believe that it's all my education, just as everything is your education and it's his education. And we're all working through our own curriculum. So this is part of mine as well. And so I willingly, lovingly give in to not being able to just move forward. Just move forward. Just be who we are today and build a new friendship. Some things must be handled first. Even though I'd prefer not to. And maybe you'd prefer to not rake the leaves. Maybe you don't even know that there's still some leaves there. That's what I'm thinking. There's some leaves. Maybe they're caught up under the jasmine or under the bushes. There's some leaves somewhere that I don't know are there because the universe has put me strategically in this situation to look for the crunchy leaves. Thank you, universe. Which position are you in? Do you still have green leaves on your tree that have done their job? That at this point need to be released? Do you need to take the rest of that lovely green nourishing bits from those leaves, watch them turn colors that are beautiful and screaming for attention so that you can then let them blow away? Is that where you are? Or do you need to rake the leaves? Do you need to take that mess in the yard and burn it or throw it away? Blow it into the neighbor's yard. I'm kidding. Don't do that. No, maybe. Maybe you've learned all there is to learn and you're just carrying around the right to. The right to be skeptical. The right to not connect. The right to be unhappy. The right to whatever. Or maybe you already raked the yard. Maybe you thought you were done. And it's time to peek under the bushes and in the jasmine and along the curb. I see the lady next door. She always comes along and she likes to sweep right along the curb of the street. At first, when I first moved here, I thought this was just a way of her passing the time. She's retired. No, whether she gets it or not, there's more to it. Why? Why do we hold on to the debris of the lessons learned in the time past? We should sweep it away. We should look for every last leaf. If I go to her yard, there is not a leaf in her yard. It is pristine and perfect. Almost too perfect. Let's be clear. The kind of perfect that is in denial that leaves ever existed. I didn't know when I woke up today, or even an hour ago, that this would be the conversation I would have with you today. But it feels timely and important. We're coming to the end of the year, right? December starts this weekend. And then it will be 2019. I know every year people get excited and they talk about turning over a new leaf and starting again and hoping the next year brings more. And I know that the truth is we could pick any arbitrary day at any point throughout the year to make that decision. But there is added power when people all over the country, all over the world, are thinking the same thing at the same time. It's the 100th monkey, right? I wonder how many of you heard that episode. There's a tipping point. When enough of us are doing enough of the same thing at the same time, it tips our consciousness. It's like a catapult. It's that teeter-totter when somebody too heavy gets on one end or you add another kid, right? Boom! It just lifts everything up, right? The dark, the negative, it crashes down and the light is exalted, and that's exactly what we want. Remember, lovelies, 2018, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, that's an 11, that's manifestation. So many people have been depressed this year because they thought that this 11 was 2018, that everything good was supposed to manifest in this year. But a year of manifestation is not about fruition. It's about momentum. It's the wind that picks up the leaves. It's the activity that allows us to let go. It is the direction that forces growth and change. It is things coming together. It is lessons learned. It is all the pieces falling into place so that then, on the other side, results come. Have you used this time wisely? If you look back over this year of manifestation, did you let go? Did you learn? Did you grow? Did you do the best that you could? Not the best you would do today, but the best that you could along the way. If so, then rest. Rest contented, like the animals and the plants that go dormant for the winter. Allow the rest to prepare you for the manifestation. And if you haven't, it's not too late. It's never too late. And few things are bound by time. I mean, some are, if you need a permit or something like that. Okay, there's time restraints. There's things. But when it comes to your own growth and change, when it comes to your awakening and your enlightenment, when it comes to letting go, to raking the leaves, to letting them go, there's no set amount of time it has to take. How ready are you? How ready are you to sit quiet for a moment and then be renewed, reborn? Yes, the spring is a great metaphor for that, but it doesn't have to be then. It can be right now. When this message ends today, you could say, it's right now. You could. It's absolutely true. I've seen people do it. I've done it myself. To just say, today is the day I change. Today is the day I look at everything differently. Today is the day I quit saying I have the right to anything negative and start saying I have the right to be happy. I have the right to make the easier choice, which isn't always easy on the outside. 10 years ago, when my relationship with this human that I mentioned to you before, hopefully, probably, temporarily ended, that was a moment that I completely changed my life. Very quickly, sweeping change. I didn't drag it out. It wasn't one thing at a time. It wasn't when this happens, then I'll do this. It was, you know what? I'm not happy. Fuck this. I'm changing my life. And I did. Almost every single detail, all at once. And lovelies, I have zero regrets. You can do the same thing. If you want to. If you love yourself enough. Or if you realize that you don't love yourself enough. Because sometimes that's the key. I realized I didn't love myself enough up until that point, and that to love myself, I needed to change everything. And it's the best thing I ever did. Don't let fear hold you back. Remember, fear, false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. That's not real. What's real is that you are in no cage. There is nothing that you have to. You got to make some amount of money so you can feed yourself and have some place to live, okay? Yeah, you got to die and pay taxes and cliche, cliche, cliche. But you don't have to stay in a job that you hate. You don't have to stay in a relationship that's mediocre. You don't have to do what others expect you to do. And you don't have to hold on to the leaves that control how you feel, who you trust, or what you do. It's time to be reborn, beloved. And my suggestion is that you start today, this instant. Because, my lovelies, you are worth it. Until next time. Namaste.
I jumped at an opportunity to sing the praises of Jennifer because she is more than just a mentor to me. She is my friend. And I've thought a lot about what I want to say. And honestly, I could fill easily an hour or more with examples of how her gifts have played out in my life, the changes, the amazing, truly, actually mind-blowing stuff. But what I really think is most important for people to know is who Jennifer is at her core. I think we've all met or seen spiritual teachers on TV that they want to be our everything. We have a problem, you come to them. Every decision you make, hey, run it past them. From simple things even, you want to change your wallpaper in your bathroom, this is the kind of micromanagement they have in your life. That is not even remotely who Jennifer is. She doesn't want to be your guru, and she certainly isn't here to lead a flock of followers. She's here to help us awaken our own gifts, tune into your own voice, be able to hear your own God speaking to you in order to lead our very, very best life. She's here as a guide and a mentor, and on occasion, she might kick your tail feather a little bit, but honesty is also very, very important in a mentor and friend. I know it has been an amazing gift in my life meeting her. The day I found her online, that was a blessing. Walking into her home for my first personal session, life-altering experience. And here I am, several years later, and listening to her podcast. I'm a patron online. All of these things. But my life has changed truly for the better. I am better. I feel better. I'm more confident. I am more certain. And most importantly, I am more at peace because of the things that she has taught me and helped me and guided me with. I'm blessed. She has been a blessing in my life, and I truly appreciate her.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, come out and find me on social media. And if you're inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking that little green patron button at the top of the screen. Here, you can help keep us growing and flowing, and you can gain access to what I call Jen in real life. That is patron-only content. If you're wanting to learn more, I recently introduced educational sessions specifically to address people's questions that come up around the podcast. These are the only sessions available to new clients, and you can find details in the About section of my Facebook page. I want to send each of you light and love, clarity and wisdom, and know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.